new research shows harassment of MPs in Aotearoa is getting worse, particularly for women, with many concerned for their safety. The study from the University of Otago found that 96% of MPs experienced harassment over social media. The threats include physical and sexual violence, threats towards family members, and death threats. Co-author of the research, Te Whatu Ora consultant forensic psychiatrist Dr. Justin Barry Walsh, is with me now. Kia ora. Why is this getting worse and what's behind it?
Well, it's a little difficult for me to answer that in any depth because we haven't looked at that and it's not my area of expertise, but likely there are several factors that are driving this increase in harassment. I think the first thing to point out is that harassment of MPs we established in 2014 and has been established overseas is unfortunately all too common and damaging experience. It was our impression that with the increasing polarity that there appears to be in politics and with the COVID pandemic as well, this was probably also contributing. And then sitting underneath this for women is this extraordinary expression of misogyny that's seen online. Probably the other factor, and it emerged in our earlier research as well, that if you compare our surveys to previous parliamentary surveys, you see an increase in use of social media, which is just because it's around now and it wasn't. And there's a degree of anonymity with the use of social media that may also be contributing. So that's kind of my speculative thoughts about why we're seeing this now.
Looking at the research, does it explain to you what kind of measures MPs are having to go to protect themselves?
Yes, to some degree. We saw reports of increased referrals to the security enablement team, to the Fixated Threat Assessment Centre where I work, but also increase in security and responses that they're funding themselves or engaging in themselves to increase security, changing the way that they behave, reducing their exposure to public, and also limiting their use of social media, and also working with their staff, because it's often and the staff that bear the brunt of this at electorate offices and at ministerial office level, and looking at measures to assist and support them as well. So there's a range of responses that they're demonstrating. It'd be fair to say that I would suggest that more would need to be done, though.
Yeah, what does more done look like? Is that legislative change or are there other measures that need to be put in place?
Look, I think that's a complex question and one I'm not very much in a position to answer, partly because it requires involvement of and discussion with other services working in this area. But I think one thing that's critical is to recognise the harm that these experiences are causing for MPs, their staff, and indeed their family, and to be sensitive to that, acknowledge that. Don't focus on narrow and specific risks, but appreciate that these behaviours cause a lot of psychosocial harm and seem to be changing the MPs' behaviours at times in ways that negatively impact on the expression of democracy in New Zealand.
Tēnā koe, thank you for speaking to us. That is co-author of the research, Te Whatu Ora consultant, forensic psychiatrist, Dr. Justin Barry Walsh, talking about new research that MPs in Aotearoa, the harassment of them is getting worse, and that's particularly bad for women.